is on in Tambourine Mountains, just west of Gold Coast. And didn't even know they were there until I had a little bit of a search. Jane and I wanted to go up to Tambourine for Jane's day off on Saturday, yesterday. I thought, oh, I don't want to do Gallery Walk. I get sick of Gallery Walk, and Jane and Mum have a couple of places that they visit and go there regularly. So I had a look around, and I'm dubious of Google reviews, but this one had a good one. So it's located Hartley. Just let me get the street number. 32 Hartley Road, Tambourine Mountain. So if you are unsure, so if you know where Gallery Walk is, you turn right at the roundabout at the end of there, follow that until you come to a T-junction, turn left, and keep following the road around for, I think it'd be about 3K, and then this Hartley Road's on the left, and you head into this lovely road where Mason Wines are situated. Now, my background is a fine wine specialist for Dan Murphy. I don't do that anymore. But I enjoy wines immensely. And I'm at the point now where I'm trying to find boutique wines and true winemakers. We called in the Witches Falls. They're now pretty much mass production. And to give you some idea about Mason Wines, here's the wine tasting, and on the left is their restaurant, which I'll talk about in a moment. But Mason Wines, that boutique, they produced 10,000, I'm pretty sure it was 10,000 litres of wine a year. So the winemaker who is contracted, he can take his time and produce quality wines, and that indeed he has done. There's only two other wineries in Queensland that I rate as equals to this, and that is Ridgemill Estate Wines and Tobin Wines on the Granite Belt. Which is these guys, those two are out at Stanthorpe and Bandale, I think it's called, or Bundle or something like that, I can't remember, is where they're, so it's all on the Granite Belt. And these three wineries are all at the same exceptional level. Most of the varietals are singular at Tobin and here at Mason. So they have their Sauvignon Blancs, Chardonnays, Shiraz. What else have they got? Pinot Grigio and a few others there, which we'll get to, and I'll show you the wine sampling list and area. So the beauty of this place is that compared to Witches Falls, and I'll give you a decent comparison, and this is why you can go and enjoy the day here immensely. Over at Witches Falls, we were greeted not too well. And we asked, well, we want to do a tasting. It was $20 for six wines. And I sat down, looked at the wine list and said, nope, and walked down. Here at Mason Wines, the tastings are $10. You get to sample five. But the trick is, if you go as a couple, you can do the tastings each, so $20. But Jill, our host, S, I don't like all that. Please, she's female, so it's a hostess. Get over yourselves. She recommended that what she would do is, for instance, there's a 2019 Chardonnay and a 2016, and she gave the 19 to Jane first to try, then the 16 for me to try. And that was all the way through. So we got a good mix. You didn't have to pick out. I only picked out the sense of, excuse me, what sort of white that you wanted, what sort of red that you wanted. Then she'd go off and do the matching one to so you could sample the two. And by Jingo, by Crikey, are these excellent wines. One of the things about wineries of this calibre and this boutiqueness is that when you got a – I'm putting him up there as a master winemaker you get to enjoy what they can produce, and that is, for instance, their rosé. You can see there that it says there's hints of strawberry. Soon as I give it a little bit of a swizzle and a sniff, bang, there was the strawberry notes. You could pick it straight up. And that's the uniqueness of boutique wines. For instance, as I was saying before, they matched up. There's the 2019-16 Chardonnay. They also did the 2021 Petit Verdot Cabernet and then the straight Petit Verdot. And that gives you the contrasting and you're able to pick one of the two. So we tried, what did we try? The Verdello and the 2019 Sauv Blanc. The two Chardonnays. Or was it the Pinot Gris? Can't remember, but there was plenty of choice, shall we say. And it was well done, well explained. Just thoroughly and thoroughly enjoyed it. Now, there's my darling wife, Jane. You only see her here because she doesn't want to come onto the shows, but that's her choice. So not only do you have a wine menu, you have a food menu. The restaurant, as I said at the entrance, just to the left, it looks great. Just one of those places where you can just sit down and enjoy your afternoon and forget about everything. And the beauty of it is over in the tasting room, you can order from the restaurant. Just some like tasting plates, I suppose, is the best. So we started off with a pumpkin puree dip and olives and a herb bread. And I can tell you it was freshly cooked. The chef there, I didn't grab his name, but by gee. As much as the winemaker loves his wine, this guy loves his food. Everything is prepared on premises, and that includes the bread every day. We had duck spring rolls, and the duck spring roll wrappers are made every day. So everything is fresh, everything is local, and everything is brilliant. And it's not often we can get to say that these days. So Mesa Winery, how do I sum it up for you? It's boutique, it's unique, and it's a great experience. Now, one of the beauties you can do there is pop over before you get there for lunch, if you're going there for lunch, if you're going there for the first time. Do the wine tasting and then you can work out which wines that you would like with which food for lunch. So, for instance, they said, what wine would you like with the duck spring rolls? And I said, okay, well, they're your wines. You tell me which one to match them up. And I had one in mind and they matched it up to the Verdello, which is excellent. You know, they're $12 a glass, but, man, they are something to behold. And the owners and the winemaker, Jill and the girls that were doing the tastings, The location, the ambience, from what I've seen, the accommodation on premises is brilliant, and the passion in the place comes through, and I just highly recommend it. It's a 10 out of 10 experience, only for the simple fact is that you can relax. They're knowledgeable. The food and wine is excellent. And even to the point where Jane's birthday is coming up next month, we've already booked in for her birthday luncheon. So that's the show today. Hope you've enjoyed it. So once again, like, subscribe, hit the notification bell if you're on YouTube so that you can know when things are happening. And make sure that you do head off to petergeorge.com.au so that you can subscribe to the newsletter there. We're building that up. We're going to more and more places this year and next year. So stay tuned for that. Don't forget to visit Mason Winery, masonwines.com.au. And if you're heading off to Bali, don't forget you'll have the same sort of experience at bali-zoo.com.au. So thanks for joining me on this little live episode. And until next Sunday at 3 o'clock Queensland time, we will then have our next live show. So enjoy your evening, enjoy your week, and as I always say, wake up and be the best version of you.